concentration. And why is any one activity of Krishna consciousness better than another one? Why is any one way of serving Krishna better than another? For example, the standing of the 15 rounds. Suppose that you have gone 23 hours of the day serving Krishna in one way or another, and in the last hour, there is opportunity to finish your rounds and also opportunity to make a life member. So instead of chanting your 15 rounds,
you cannot create your consciousness. You have to abide by the orders of Krishna.
Then why?
There is no question of why. It is the order of Krishna as is written that you have to abide by that. You cannot say why. Then you are not fully surrendered. As soon as you say why. Surrender means there is no why. It is order that has to be done. That's all. As soon as there is why, there is no surrender. The basic principle is misguided. We have to follow, and that's why we have got sila. This is a why, it is sila. There is no question of why. Mahārāra-dīna-gata-sapantā. We have been instructed by the acharyas. We have to follow that. That is surrender. He cannot say why. Is that clear? As far as there is why, there is no surrender.
So he said there is tonight, suppose what he is
Yes.
How
is he living? Well, he has got 24 hours for livelihood. Your livelihood is if also that also should be for Krishna. That's why Krishna says, Jat Karoshi. Jat Karoshi. That means whatever you do, that livelihood is also made. You do it for Krishna. Livelihood, just like we are also living. We are also eating, you are also eating. So what is the difference? You mold your life in such a way that working for your livelihood would be also Krishna's service.
There
should not be forever. There should not be forever. Yes. Krishna says, Kurusita Madhapana, just Karoshi. Whatever you do, the result should be given to me. Do for it. Do for me. Jat karoshi, jat juhoshi, jat asnasi, jat tapasasi, jat dadasi. So, this requires training how everything can be molded for Krishna. Therefore, guidance required, bona fide spiritual master required. Under his guidance, one has to do. Adu good bhakram. In order to execute Krishna consciousness, one has to first of all accept the bona fide spiritual master. Then everything will be done. He is the representative of Krishna, and to act under his direction means acting under Krishna. He knows how to utilize your energy for service of Krishna. Sadhu Gudmasram Sadharma Pritya Sadhu Marganu Gamanam. Just like Rupa Goswami, he was Prime Minister. He had no information of Krishna, but since he saw, of course Rupa Goswami is eternally Krishna's companion, but superficially he was saying that he was a Prime Minister and he was engaged in Nawab service. But when he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then he decided that I shall retire from the service and act Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. So, what did he do? Whatever money he collected by his service, it was huge amount. 50% he immediately spent for Krishna. And 25% he gave to the relatives. And 25% he kept for his emergency expertise. So, this division, 50% for Krishna means the whole life he acted as a minister, that means he acted for Krishna. Because the result is given to Krishna. And Krishna says, Jatkaroti Kurusha Dharma Darshanam. Is it clear? But our business is, suppose I am farming for my livelihood. Everyone is working for livelihood, requires only 6 hours per day. But he is earning 6,000 per day. And he says, it is my livelihood. Is it not fast? Very, very, many, many big businessmen say, earning 6,000 per month, per day. But actually, for his livelihood, he requires 6 hours. Why is he earning 6,000? Let Krishna say, give it to me. Yat karoti purushata madartha. Don't take the
razor.
Yes. So that duty he should be part of nobody. That's why Arjuna did his duty. He was a fighter. But he fought for Krishna. That is his excellence. Is it not?
Yes.
He was a fighter. His duty as a kshatriya, his duty is to fight. But he fought for Krishna. Similarly, everyone can perform his duty. That is also enjoined in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Atapam Bhujija Sreshta Varnasama Vibhava. Varnanasam. There are different kinds of duties. Atapam Bhujija Sreshta Varnasama Vibhava. Sanushthitasya Dharmasya. That everyone has got his particular type of duty. But how he is becoming perfect by performing his duty, to be seen whether Krishna is satisfied. Chana sitasya dharma satsang is good. Harito sam. That's why through Krishna's representation. He should satisfy, yes. Your duty is satisfied.
How he makes
the
Krishna?
How the Sahaja Nidya can satisfy that? No, he is not just. He is spiritual master of Nidya. Krishna's representation. He'll not judge. He'll make mistakes. Therefore, if one has accepted a bona fide spiritual master, that means he is in direct touch with Krishna. Transparent media. He has to see Krishna through the transparent media, a spiritual master. Therefore, it is imperative. One has to accept it. Tasmad gurum prapadeva. Jigyasu sehutam. And what kind of guru? Shabdi paretani sratam brahmani upasmasam. So this is a big science. One has to study, one has to understand. The things are there. There is no dividend.
Yes, you have told about liberation.
Namani Vastani Aparani. Ninnati Aparani.
According to that version, before birth. And after death, soul is there.
Yes.
And again, this soul is coming in a new shape. So, the soul is going on always. One body to another body.
Yes.
Then how the soul is liberated? How it will be...
Liberated means at the present moment, and this material, in this material world, is accepting material body. And when he is bona fide servant of Krishna, he will be Outside the spiritual body, just like a soldier. A person, so long he is not a soldier, he does not, he is not awarded the uniform. But as soon as he accepts the service as a soldier, immediately he is given the uniform. So, you are accepting different bodies in the material world. And that is bhutta bhutta paliyate. You are accepting one type of body, it is becoming vanished. Again you have to accept another. But as soon as you become perfectly Krishna conscious, tatta deham punarjanmanaiti. Then, after leaving this body, he does not come to this material world. He is immediately mamaiti. He turns first. Similarly, he accepts spiritual body. Is it clear or not? You are accepting material body now. But after that. Is it not? That is Sampanjali. Sometimes you are accepting human body, sometimes you are accepting dog's body, sometimes you are accepting king's body, sometimes you are accepting somebody else. Is it not? Is it clear? First of all, try to clear this. Now, you are accepting different types of body. Is it not a fact?
Yes.
Now, when Krishna conscious, you haven't got to accept a material body. You go directly to Krishna and accept spiritual body, then your life is eternal.
Then again, you will not get
better. No. When you are Krishna conscious, there is no more accepting material body. Mame. And Mame means whoever goes to Krishna, he has as good a body as Krishna. That is one thing.
Krishna has told Arjuna in the battlefield that do you think Arjuna, you and I are not there in the past, and you and I.
So Krishna and Arjuna exist, but you are existing, you are eternal. You are simply changing body. So Krishna is existing, you are also existing. What is the difference to understand this fact? Krishna is existing and you are also existing. You are simply changing body, but Krishna is not changing body. That is the difference.
So
you
not merge into that life, Krishna's life.
What is that merging? You have got that brain merging.
Yes,
soul is changing body. Why you are talking of merging? You are changing body, you are individual. I am changing body. I may change to a dog's body, you may change to a demigod's body. That is going on according to one's karma, he is changing body. Now, when you are Krishna conscious fully, this change of body will take place also, but that body will be spiritual. So long you get material body, you have to change one after another, one after another, one after another. Just like if you have a few things, it goes wrong, you have to purchase another thing. But if you purchase a real nice thing, it will go, continue, for good. Similarly, so long you are getting this cheap body, material body, you have to change. And as soon as you get the most valuable body, spiritual body, there are no change. Why don't you understand like that? So that's you have to do. That's very simple. Krishna says, janma kalma mein jibbam je janati tar. One does not know what is Krishna. He thinks that somebody is greater than Krishna. But anyone who knows Krishna as he is, immediately he gets the karma. Simply by knowing Krishna. Janma kalma mein jibbam je janati tar. Takta dihaṁ punar janma nai. Mama. Is it clear?
Yes.
So you have to do that. You have simply to understand Krishna. The whole problem is solved.
हमारे
लिए ये कृष्ण को समझने में बहुत सी बातें हैं, जैसे कृष्ण को जैसे स्वप्न गौड़ समझ गया, जैसे स्वप्न गौड़ है
जो
कृष्ण को समझने के लिए जो कृष्ण को समझता है उससे समझना चाहिए। कौन कौन कोई चीज आप सीखी है जो जानता है उससे सीखना चाहिए।
तो आपसे
फिर बेवकूफ है उससे सीखने से क्या फायदा? तो ये तो मैं बोल भी रहा है भक्ति लाइन को लीजिए और कृष्ण का समझ जाइएगा। आप तो भक्ति लाइन ले गए नहीं तो कृष्ण का कैसे
समझेगा?
कोई चीज नहीं है इसको समझे आज इधर उधर का बात है। If you want to understand Krishna, you have to accept his devotional service. You cannot propose any other alternative. It's useless. Don't fight that. Krishna says, Bhaktama Abhijana. And that begins, first of all, surrender to Krishna. Sarvadharman, first of all. Whatever nonsense you have known. Throughout, simply surrender to Krishna. That is the beginning of it.
महाराज
हम लोग साथ ही जानते हैं कि मरे जो मरता है वो नीचे होना वो मरे है उसके लिए है जो अभक्त है उसके लिए मरे उसको चीज करने के लिए जो जानता है किसको मरता है तो उसको देखाता है देखा मर रहा है जो कि जन्म भर में कभी किसको को समझ नहीं था इसलिए किसको को तात्विक समझना चाहिए। इसलिए तो कृष्ण कहते हैं जिस जाना तात्विक कृष्ण मानते हैं तो हमारा यही चीज हो गया। Understand the difference between your activities and Krishna's activities. That is what. Why do you think that Krishna is as good as I am? And then you'll be able to understand it. Abhijananti man mura. As soon as you think that Krishna is as good as I am, and then you are mura. Because he has appeared as a human being, therefore he is as good a human being like me. That is the conclusion of the mura, reptile. Abhijananti man mura man se param bhava abhijananti. He doesn't know what is Krishna. He is a man. कृष्ण को तात्विक समझना चाहिए और वो तात्विक समझने के लिए भक्ता नाम भी जाना की जावाज श्याम तत्व कृष्ण कृष्णा है जी देन इज अलाउड कम ऑन एंटर नॉट बिफोर दैट। ना ना surrender of Krishna is different. Then you have to understand what is surrender. Mahatma never surrendered to Krishna. He surrendered to yourself. Therefore you killed him. He surrendered to his countryman and his countryman killed him. He was watching for his countryman. That's all. He never worked for Krishna. But you see from the aspect. He never surrendered to Krishna. I wrote his letter. Mahatma Gandhi has got so much influence. He just sees the gospel of Bhagavad Gita. Now we have attained Sarat. We don't be in politics. But he was still in politics after attainment of Faraj, and his assistant became disgusted because he was interfering and therefore he was killed. That's the open secret. If you would have surrendered to Krishna, all right, now I have worked for Charan, my people have got Charan, now let me work for Krishna. He never did that. You cannot say that he surrendered to Krishna. He should have taken immediately sannyas and preached Bhagavad Gita. He was actually surrendered to Krishna. What did he do for Krishna? We have to know from practical point of view. I'll tell you another story about Mahatma Gandhi. My Guru Maharaj invited me in our mosque, Mahatma Gandhi. The Mahatma Gandhi inquired the my god brother who went to invite, what you are doing in your mosque? He said, they replied that we are worshipping Lord Krishna. So he inquired, are you pulling on charkha? They said, no, sir. Oh. He said, charkha is my god. If there is no charkha, I am not going there. He said like that. Huh? Yes, spinning. Because he was spinning daily. That's why he was chanting, sitting down. He was spinning, sitting down. And he said frankly, are you spinning charkha? They said, no, sir. Oh, then I am not going there. My God is charkha. Very practical. You have got experience. And actually you are refusing. Just like we are insisting, you must chant Hare Krishna mantra, sitting down. There are so many charkhas daily selling. If you took it very seriously, we also took charkha and what is called?
Handloom.
And there was very good business. So many charkhas and that handloom was sold in the shop because everyone was purchasing, and they were scared and thrown away some time after. So, because Mahatma Gandhi asked, everyone did. You see? So he also asked our mosque people that are you spinning the charkha? They said no. Then I am not going. He refused the invitation. Does it mean he surrendered to Krishna? He surrendered the charkha. That's all. And if you say, charkha is also Krishna, oh, then you know no more I mean. अवतार नहीं अवतरण जैसे ऊपर से कोई आता है अवतरण ऊपर से आते अवतार का अर्थ ही होता है कि ऊपर से आते किशन का मतलब ही होता है जो आते हैं What is the meaning of descent? What is the meaning of descent?
Descent?
Coming down. Coming down.
Coming down.
Yes?
In the sense of quality or in the sense of
fall? In the sense of fall. Because your brain is congested with impersonality. You cannot understand what is spiritual fall. That is a defect.
That is the truth.
Yes. इसलिए तो कृष्ण का अर्थ सर्वधर्मान परित्यज वो जितना आप सीखे उसको सब त्याग करने पड़े तब सरेंडर करो ऑल हज फॉर थिंग्स शुड बी
डिस्कस
यस देखो ये कृष्ण तो बात का ऊपर से निर्भर करेगा तो जीवित नहीं है। कृष्ण जब बोल रहा है छोड़ो तो छोड़ दो बड़ी जो चिंता यू आर एक्सेप्टिंग समथिंग रॉन्ग इग्नोरेंस इज ज्ञानवान गौनाम जन्मनाम से ज्ञानवान मान सुबुद्ध से That is knowledge. And this is it. Ignore. He does not know Krishna. And one who does not know Krishna, he has no value of his knowledge. Bhagavad says, Sati vidu sata gati ni vishnu. Knowledge. What is the target of knowledge? To go up to Vishnu. To understand. Tat Vishnam paramam padam sadapashyanti shura. Those who are actually intelligent, they are simply observing the Vishnu point. This is Vedic mantra. So unless you reach to that point, your knowledge has no value. It is ignorance. Naam prakasa sarvastra, sarvastra, yoga maya samabhita. So long as you don't understand Krishna, that means your knowledge is covered, it stays. Jesham antagatam papam. जनानाम पुण्य कर्म ते दन्न महानि मुक्त भजन्ति मां गुरु इग्नोरेंस मीन्स पाप थ्रू इग्नोरेंस वन कमिट सिन दैट्स लाइक अ मैन किल समबडी इन इग्नोरेंस दैट इज वी किल आल्सो ही डज नॉट नो दिस इज सो मेनी स्पेसिफिक are killing animals. They do not know that the animal also kills. And there is ignorance. Just like here, the law is life or die. If you take your own life, then you have to give your life. State law. Is it not? If you kill somebody, then you will be killed also. So why not God's law? Like that. But they are ignorant, they are killing. Animals. That is ignorance. Killing means sin. Why they are committing this sin? Ignorance. He does not know the law that he will also kill. Karma bandhana. Jadhyasa karma natra karma bandhana. He will be bound up by his action. And he does not know. That is ignorance. So this whole world is, this material world is full of ignorance. That we discuss Tamasi. Tamasi ma, Jyotir Brahma. That ignorance is, I mean to say, dissipated simply by Krishna consciousness. There is no other thing. Sita Darpana Mahadev. Simply by Krishna consciousness, that ignorance can be dissipated. Otherwise, it's not proper. Krishna therefore says, Sa Mahatma Sudullah, completely eradicated from the platform of ignorance, is very rarely to be found. Sa Mahatma Sudullah. There are many, so many Mahatma, but such Mahatma who has fully surrendered to Krishna is very rare. Therefore, one who has surrendered to Krishna, he is perfect. He is perfect yogi.
How will we make choices? For example, suppose that there seem to be two different ways of serving Krishna.
Who consults the
spiritual master? Suppose that, for example, questions are arising in my mind, and I think to myself, oh, this question is a foolish question, so I shouldn't let the spiritual master come.
No, don't speculate. You should immediately refer the matter to a spiritual master.
Then I would be asking you questions all day long. You'd have no time to do anything else.
No. You are welcome.
Sorry for the
problem. You're welcome.
So, then how do you suppose, for example, last night, I was chanting, and then I thought to myself, oh, I'm not concentrating on chanting anymore, now I should go to sleep. Then how?
Therefore, you are prescribed rules for chanting. You must finish 16 now, then go to sleep, all day 6. It means that 60 rounds and sleep all day. I have no objection. There is no that. Don't talk nonsense. If you are so much addicted to sleeping, you simply chant 16 rounds and hold a sleep, but don't take food on. Don't get up taking prasad. Now I have to honor prasadam. Let me sanctuous when again sleep.
Is there some word of authority in
the
service? I mean, 16 rounds is more important than anything else, and they
call
the
gap
and something else.
That's all right. If you cannot do anything else, you simply chant 16 rounds, take prasadam and sleep. It is special theoretic part. Well, no, then this is our
point. In a situation where there's a choice between, say, chanting and reading, is chanting a better activity than reading?
Yes, chanting and reading is the same thing.
But is one better than the other?
No better. That I explain. That is absolute. Either you chant or read the same thing. But you have to fulfill the 16 rounds. That's it. All right.